October 4th, 2003. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
I have
Pedro Show, October 4, 2003, Saturday here in Pedro. That was Carla Bozulich with her latest record, which is her take on Willie Nelson's Redhead Stranger. That was Can I Sleep in Your Arms? Sorry. Space in there. Before that, we start off with John Coltrane with the only live recording of the entire Love Supreme, and we played part two right there. Resolution. John Coltrane, 1965, Antibes Jazz Festival. We haven't had a show for a month, huh, Brother Matt?
Yeah, yeah, nice to be back in action.
Yeah.
Got a new layout?
Brother Matt's got a new setup here for the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point.
New and improved, streamlined, less spaghetti.
Less spaghetti. It's kind of more zen-like.
That's good. I was hoping for that. I could use a little bit more zen-likeness here.
Did you get that organ out?
Got the organ. That organ is out. Yeah, I was the organ donor once again. And
Mazich wasn't taken.
No, he didn't want that thing. He had like six of them already, he said.
Yeah.
And he's got like good ones.
Yeah. And he said this was a transistor.
It is like a big paperweight kind of.
Yeah. So, doorstop.
He just rolled it down the street.
Boat mooring.
Chuck's
hands got
it. Yeah, so it's still in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll get played.
Yeah, you get some cool little funky jams going, I think, in that cool living room down by the beach.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I was going to get the organ up the
apartment
stairs.
Apartment building Dirk's in.
Yeah, yeah.
Dirk Vandenberg, the guy
cool
who took the picture of the cover of Double Nickels on the Dime. And I heard that Brother Ray West was located, so maybe...
Oh, you're kidding.
Dirk will be able to get his photos. Dirk went with us as a helper with the Mercer Live in 85 Minuteman tour, and he took a bunch of pictures from that. And I heard Brother A. West has a bunch of audio tapes of D. Boone talking. That'd be cool. This guys, Keith and Tim, are making a documentary. They talking with you?
Yeah, they came by.
Yeah,
cool. So that's cool about the A. West sighting.
Yeah.
I remember him calling me up and telling me about the hours and hours of conversations he had on tape with.
Yeah, well, he would wear a machine around his neck. That's why we thought he was a cop. Okay. A lot has happened in between these shows. I went and played two gigs overseas with the Stooges, their first Europe gigs ever. Because back in the days when they were playing, they only played overseas once. It was in London while they were doing the Raw Power album. They did one London gig, and that was it. I never played overseas.
Wow.
So it was the first time they were on the continent. And we played in Vitoria, north part of Spain, in the, it's actually the southern part of the Basque Country, but it's the north part of Spain. And the next night was in Nevers, Nevers, maybe, France, about 180 miles south of Paris. Both gigs were wild. The first one was a festival, a whole bunch of bands. In fact, I got a CD from one of the bands, one of the Spanish bands, a Bilbao band. Bilbao is like the biggest town, Basque town. They got this Righteous Guggenheim museum that was designed by Frank Gehry. It looks like four boats all colliding each other. You know, he does that wraparound kind of trip.
So what's really the neat. Basque sound like?
Well, Panics, it's kind of surf.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were great. They were the first band. They opened up the thing. And then I conked. You know, I'm not wanting really to go to hotels and stuff, so I conked there. So I don't like driving around, so I like to be where I'm going to play. So I got little dressing room trailer things, and I woke up again to see the Cramps.
Cool.
Cramps played for us, and I hadn't seen them in years, and they got a bass player now. Instead of two guitars, they got Ivy still on guitar. They had this cat, kind of rockabilly looking, on bass. And he had a great... fuzz bass solo in Human Fly, and they're really good. I mean, Lux, he's older than Iggy, you know.
Wow.
And he was slowing down towards the end of the set, but he was still pretty rowdy. Broke a wine bottle over his head and tore the vinyl clothes off. Not belling too bad, pretty good shape for an older fellow like that. And they're really good. And when we were playing, they were on the side. Lux and Ivy were on the side. I was, and their eyes were glued on Iggy the entire time.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, it was. And the Spanish cats were really fun to play for. I mean, they sang to all the songs, and such focus. It's kind of weak area between stage and crowd, you know, they had like a moat, and the stage is kind of high up, so Ig, you know, Ig likes to jump out there, and that was really conducive for that. He did crawl down and go out there and stuff, and one guy got on stage, like on some usually a real cool time or no fun. He tries to get people up there. Mm-hmm. But it's just too hard for them. And it was a really wild gig. We played really good. It was one of the best played gig. Well, this first one was sold out. It was 8,000 people. Uh-huh. It was two stages, one facing each other. So one band would go off while the other one was setting up. So the people would move from one end to the other. It was outside. It rained before, but it didn't rain the day of the festival, so that was neat. It's trippy being over there. I mean, obviously, Cali, old Spanish, whatever, acquisition, hundreds of years. So then mixing with the Indians, mestizo thing, Latin America culture. We've been in it, grown up in it, right, since I was 10. I came here from Virginia. But the mother country is much different than here, our take on it.
So
Latin Americans is much different than Spain cat. Spain, in fact, it's kind of trippy. You're there, and I mean, it's like white people speaking Spanish.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's they don't have the Indian blood in them, you know, so it's a different. You can see a little Moorish blood. There's some darkness. But it's different features.
Though, huh?
Yeah, or North Africa or something. It's different than here, so that's kind of trippy because you're hearing all the Spanish.
So when you
blue eyes and the big noses, not wide noses. And
So when you talk your local Spanish, how did it go over there?
Well, they're laughing just like you laugh here in Spanish. But they're pretty good with English, and no problems. Huh. People are very nice, very courteous. France too, it's great. You know, both lands. But let me go over Spain first. Big trip was the chow, the comidas. You know, much different. Here, the Indian influence is way big time. Like their stuff isn't spicy over there.
Uh-huh.
I had a thing over there called, well, my mother calls them tortillas, tortilla. Uh-huh. Now here, Cali, you know, they're kind of a wrap thing, corn or flour, and you wrap things, or you use them like a bread.
Mm.
A tortilla over there is like a cake. Yeah, and it's round, but it's not flat. It starts with a layer of potato.
Wow.
And then there's a layer, a couple ones I had was a layer of tuna next, then a layer of ham, then a layer of fried egg, and then pimentos on the top. So, I mean, it is like 2-3 inch high cake.
Tortilla supreme.
Yeah, it's a big difference. But, you know, they're the mother country, so maybe it got changed when it came here. You know, this is the version, Latin mix. America version on España. España.
Couldn't make it rise.
Yeah, well, it's not like a cake, like there's dough.
Just piled higher.
Yeah, it's just this piled cylinder thing, you know. It's really good, and the economy there, really econo for us, our dollar. One of these things was they use euros. Now.
Mm.
And a big hunk of this was a euro, so maybe $1.20.
Wow.
Yeah. France was three times higher. So Spain. And I heard in the southern part of Spain, it's even more econo. I haven't been there for a few years, but I remember when I was there it was.
So when you get a tortilla like that, would they give you the whole thing or cut it?
They slice it up like a pie.
Yeah, just pie like that.
Yeah. I bought a plum, a pear, and a plum tomato, or like Roma tomato, for about 55 euro. So 75 cents. You know, right in a fresh market like that.
Cool.
And Mexicano. And like I said, the people were very nice. It was great. There's this other chow I had that was trippy called Chipolitos. Chipolitos is these squids, little squids, and they clean them out, take the backbone out, and then they stuff them with their own tentacles. And then they cook it in their own ink. So it's these white little babies in this big black sauce. It's really good.
Wow. Little Chipolitos.
Chipolitos. I'd recommend them. You go over there. Life's too short. You got to try different chows.
Yeah, check some stuff out.
And Now, there's mountains between Spain and France, Pyrenees. So, to get to the next gig in time, be too intense, maybe, for driving. So, got this jet. I've never been on a little jet. I mean, this was a commercial thing. It was a private thing. It had three motors in the back. And, man, did it jam. I mean, a lot of G-forces. My eyes, well, the seat I was in was facing back. So when we took off, my eyes, you know, again, the belt, you're pulling on the belt. It was kind of wild. And they had some weird chows, a bowl of these things, leekies. You know, these Chinese, kind of bubbly, bumpy, big berry things.
Yeah, like
they got a big seed in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Loganberry almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's got
these things called green, they got in Thailand.
Yeah.
And these green gauge, which are like green, little green plums. They're really good. Fresh cranberry I never had. You know, they are on the stem.
Oh.
Like little jewels. They're our trip. Tiny ass bananas, like these Korean ones Mr. Kim showed me, like this. Like he got gigantic. You know, so I had some trippy chows like the kumquats, which are great. You know, these things they canapes? Canapes?
I've seen them, I don't know.
Some kind of little chow on pieces of bread, weird things, eggs and things, like an hors d'oeuvre or
like
something.
Little party thing,
yeah.
Finger food.
Finger food. Exactly what it was. So, we fly in, cock in this town called Burgess.
How long a flight was it between us?
An hour and a half. Okay. Let's fly over the mountains. Burgess is like the root. The word that's the root of bourgeois. Bourges. B-O-U-R-G-E-S. And a trippy little town. Hotel Bourbon. You know, Babon or whatever. Went hoofing around. They had this place in the east side of town that was marshes. Where the cats, because the former colony of France was Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia. So there's immigrant people there, and they made patties and stuff out of this stuff. Pretty wild. You know, it's like back home. And of course, the little curvy streets of Europe style, walking around them, you know, huffing around cobblestones. I go into this little court next to the post office, the post. And there's a, it looks like it would be a little park, tiny park, but they, instead of grass, it's all gravel, and I guess it's for letting dogs shit. And they've got a statue of a king there, Louis the 11th, maybe. But the strangest statue of a king, because the guy's got his hand in his chin, and he's like grinning. You know, he's got kind of like a felt cap on. I mean, it's not like dignified, and so maybe the guy was kind of inbred nuts, or like a whack. Well, he might have been kind of a whack, you know, like the guy.
King of the dark.
We had the revolution. Well, he's probably a French king. I mean, Louis, right? But this George III guy, he didn't speak English. He spoke German, right? This guy played with toys. Piss blue too. They think he had some. There was some chemical thing to his madness, but you know, because the way they did politics was through Marion. So there was a lot of inbreeding, isn't it?
Blue blood, blue piss.
Huh? Yeah, and not healthy for strength.
Yeah, yeah. Piss
you know,
clear.
You don't want to inbreed.
You piss too.
Well, you don't want to be marrying your cousins and brothers and sisters.
You better be pretty fine.
You know, but that's the way they did stuff in those days. I heard some crackling. So this gig, we get there, we have to drive to Nevers. It's at a racetrack. Mersey Coors. Yeah, I wish I knew how to speak French better because it's just retarded. You know. But we get there and there's a 24-hour motorcycle race going on. And we're there about halfway through. It's 12 hours into this thing. And these cats, I mean, it's an asphalt track, but it's not the smoothest track. These guys are, and it's not oval. You know, it's kind of, it's a Formula One track. It's got all kind of left, right, hairpin. So in the straightaways, they're doing 180 miles an hour. They got to come down to 25 miles an hour in these hairpins. And these guys are leaning over in the corners. There's a little bit of bank, but not a lot. And they're leaning over. I mean, knees are almost touching. They're on these cows and Yamaha's rice burner flying dolphins. You know? I mean, these things are blazing fire out the exhaust. And front tires hopping. Right? They tack on each other on the corners. And it's so wild. And to do this 24 hours, I don't know how. Anyway, we get there. We have to drive through the crowd. We have to drive along the racetrack for a lot of the way. So these guys are going fast. Not plowing, hurting people or anything, but we're coming through the crowd, you know, and there's a lot of Borracho, obviously. I mean, people got tents, bonfires. Oh, they'd been there for days. It's a wild-ass thing. There's like 45,000 people there.
Wow.
And there's a French band on first. This is different than the Spanish. It's not a festival. It's a race, really. And they bring on these two bands, this AS Dragons, this French band, and then us. And we go on there, and stage, you know, they just built middle of this field next to the track, right? Track's on the other side of this berm, but you can hear it. And these guys. And they bring us up in the tail lift of a truck. And I thought for sure there was going to be bottles. And in Spain, there were some cups, a throne, a beer, cerveza, agua. But, you know, there was no, you know, limitation to what kind of containers people had and stuff in this, you know. So I thought for sure, and I saw bottles all over the place. I thought that for sure, but none came flying. The only bummer was probably like everywhere. You know, the bouncers. These guys were beating the shit out of people. Iggy literally had to stop the gig in dirt.
Oh, man.
Because they were pounding on some kid. And it wasn't right. Again, there was a big moat, so we couldn't really connect with the crowd like it does. But it was a good gig. It was wild. Iggy's got a medal in France a few months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, he gained some kind of cultural award. He's part of some thing of the arts. As a rank.
Is this a guy that's French rapped down?
He knew some French. He spoke some French to him. He spoke a lot of Spanish. Nina, his girlfriend in Miami, you know, she taught him, coached him on some good Spanish. He's rapping good with Spaniard cats, Basque
cool.
cats. And he spoke some to the French guys, too. And it's a great gig. Both of them. But nothing came flying. And no negative stuff. I mean, with this last stupid war thing, you know, Spain kind of was with us, and France was it for the war. But both countries, there was no problems with any of that. Because they realize, I think, there's a difference between the folks and then some of the goons in charge. And, again, I also think it's if you don't go in there with a chip on your shoulder or heaviness, so it'd be appreciative to be a guest to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's no problems. No problem. Everybody was fired up to see the music and in the street when no one knew I was a stooge or anything and they're just folks and stuff. I had no problem.
Yeah.
No disrespect. It's all that caricature stuff that people get. It's just that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if you want to learn everything by watching television or listening to talk radio or whatever, you're really getting the short stick. Because I think it enforces in people this kind of authority. They think they really know what's going on. And they build up all these opinions about folks they never even have met or checked out and are willing to bomb them or do whatever. Whereas if they physically go and check these things out, I mean, there's still a chance you're going to have bad experiences. Because, unfortunately, we don't have the monopoly on assholes. They're probably pretty distributed throughout the world. So you might run in. That's what I'm saying. You might run into some dicks. So, but you got to be open-minded enough to realize that and move on to some other folks. Because, you know,
if you
go far
right
enough,
now,
you're going to find cats that don't have that shit.
If you deal with just the moment right now with whoever you meet, everything's generally going to be pretty cool in that moment.
It's a better way to get opinions, especially if you're going to make pronouncements and stuff like this. So much, much stuff, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth hand.
Yeah.
And then how is it getting to you? What's been, whose interests, whose agendas are delivering this thing to you? Even me, by saying this stuff, I have a kind of agenda because I want people to reach out and get to know each other. Mm-hmm. And it's totally, I have to admit, I have a bias like that. I don't like us all cramped up in camps and throwing rocks in the dark at each other. So
if we're all in the same boat, we might as well get to know each other.
Yeah. So it was a wild experience for me. 12-hour flight back, which was pretty wild. You know, with my bad knees and stuff. But there's a little lady there from Greece sitting next to me. She's a perfect companion to have. Helped her with her TV thing and stuff, but she wasn't all bugging on me or anything. And
small.
Very nice. Interesting lady. Didn't know a lot of English, but enough. Well, they're going to... is there grandkids and stuff?
Just long trip. Flights, that's important.
Oh, yeah, you're breathing farts for 12 hours. They're drilling you. You're drilling them. That little tube. But it was wild. It was a great experience. And then for a few days before I went to Europe, so I didn't have to do a 12-hour on the way there, I stopped in New York City. Mm-hmm. And I stayed with Jim O'Rourke, very interesting man, very deep man with knowledge of movies and music and such. Couldn't believe he was only 34. Blew my mind. Chicago cab. He lives in Brooklyn right after you get over the Manhattan Bridge. He's right there.
So you go paddling?
No, I didn't. You got to be there on weekends. But it's free. I'm going to one day when I'm there and have opportunity. But I recorded with him and Steve Shelley. We did a song. I was asked to do this song. Well, what it is this label in London is doing a musical take on this Jimmy Joyce poem called Chamber Music. He wrote early part of last century, maybe 1904. Somewhere around that. Yeah. And it's 36 parts, and I got part 9. I had 9 lines. So I wrote it in 3. I wrote a waltz, which was pretty intense on Steve Shelley, because not a lot of waltzes in Sonic Youth, you know. So it took a few takes, but he did great. Jim O'Rourke, beautiful guitarist. Kind of plays like Nels. A little like D-Boone. Tone like Nels. You know, not all trebly like D-Boone, but kind of figures like D-Boone. It's pretty. And I'll have that show up coming. I'll play you. It's a neat little tune. Strippy going into a guy's cold, you know, and you're the bass player, and you're showing him the song on bass lines, and there's so much to fill in. And I had these guys play a lot on it, you know, their solos and stuff. A little bass solo too. The fills though for Steve are trippy because they're counting the 3, you know. He was coming out late on all of them. He's a great drummer. But who knows, maybe the next Sonic Youth album will be all waltzes. And I saw Thurston took me this cat, Edgar Oliver. This guy, he works in theater and stuff. He's got a new book coming out. And The Man Who Loved Plants is the name of his new book. And he read a couple chapters and then did this monologue about him and his mother driving. He's from South Carolina. Reg Lee's lived in New York since the 70s. Intense person, man. Unique individual. It was, his voice was incredible. He, you know, I didn't know what to expect. Person knows all about this esoteric stuff and New York City culture. It was at Mersch, you know, 800 people there in a little theater. It was great. It was incredible. The guy held my attention big time. His voice was something else. And we saw Kim and Yuta had an art thing, like an installation. But they had all these folks come, and then this kid Chris, they had a performance. This kid Chris and this lady from Bratmobile. God, I can't remember her name. But Chris is like 18. He's from Mobile. I think he has a band called XRBR or something like this. And really wild kind of rap thing. They got music on a CD and they sing over it. That was fun. And then we saw Sophia has a new movie that she directed, Lost in Translation. I don't see a lot of movies, but she did a really good job. Bill Murray. Could tell they set up a lot of things so he could do the physical comedy and kind of ad-lib. I thought Sophia did a great job. So that was my trip.
Cool.
It was wild 10 days. Haven't done many local gigs.
Yeah, you've been having a big year, though.
Yeah. I leave on tour Wednesday with Chili Peppers and Flamin' Lips, my friends. And first time for Pete and Jared to play these big pads, so I know it's kind of exciting for them. For me, it's not really the best kind of gigs to play in. But one gig is really exciting. I'm looking forward to in Sacramento. It's like the Arco Arena or something. But my little brother's coming, Justin.
Oh, wow.
I last saw him maybe 28 years ago.
Oh, man. Cool.
That long ago? No. 12 years ago.
That's a big spread.
12 years. 91? Yeah. I'm 30 years older than him, though. 28, where did I get that? Anyway, we couldn't really talk when I last saw him. Same pop, different Moz. And he's been emailing me. He found me on the internet. He's been emailing me, and he lives, there's a town just north of Fresno called Clovis. He lives in Clovis. That's where my pop's buried. And there's a little local punks. See, my little brother's a punk rocker. And like we're the only two, I think, in the whole family. So that's great. And he plays a little guitar. He's into pewters.
Cool.
He's only 15.
Cool.
Maybe he's just going to turn 16.
That's neat.
It's really neat. So he's going to get to see me play. Only half, you know, only got half hour sets and terrible sound. But at least he gets to see me play. He's going to bring his best friend Pat, who's a bass player. And see, I kind of knew he could go to Sacramento because he told me about going the Warped Tour there. I was like, whoa, well, if he goes out of town, maybe he can see me play. Because I don't play Fresno that much. In fact, the last time I played there was the day they buried my pop. I played a club called the Wild Blue Yonder. I didn't go to his funeral thing. I didn't go to D-Bones. I'm not very good at those things. So I get to see my little brother. I'm really interested. He sent me a picture. I know what he looks like. Same eyes as my pop. It's a trip.
That's
my
wild
little brother.
That'll be neat.
Yeah. There's a sister, too. He has a sister. And she wrote me once. And I wrote back. She never wrote again. So when she's ready to, she goes, this is probably weird.
Is she older?
He kind of said she's older than Justin. And Justin even said, I was scared to write you. But I told him, don't worry, you know, you write me anytime. So we write all the time now.
Cool.
It's a great thing. You know, I have two sisters, Melinda and Marilyn, and I never had a brother. So it's trippy.
Yeah, it's cool.
So we should play some more music. That's a lot of spiel. So that's what's been going on in my world. Here's Woody Alpinop. He's played the banjo. He's substituted for Nell sometimes. He's a friend of Nell's. He plays with Bobby Womack. And he's a great guitarist. And he just did a solo record. And here's a song from that called Fool Sank, a lot from Pedro Show.
right word. Got the right to talk shit. You got a Bill of Rights, and don't we know it? I'm a major poet. We want our rights right now. Rights and how? More rights now! Rights! Wow, wow! Never enough! We want our rights. Rough! The right stuff for it, the right stuff. Hit it! The right shit, top billing, right stuff, top titty, right city. Are you with me? Right shit, got it. We got the right to rock. Hit it. Yeah. Kill the rock. Rock thrills. Hit him back. Hit him with a rock drill. You got the right to learn. You better. We got the right to burn, baby. For those who have to ask what rock is, you better. Study hard, we'll learn ya. For those about to rock, you're me bard. We're gonna party hard. I'm a real bard burner. We'll burn with ya. If you wanna pass a joint to teacher. You get an A. Meet ya. Raster, asser, head. Pass, head of the class, first row. You get an A, head backstage, you pass. Meet teacher after class. Say hi, stay cool, sit up, obey the rules. Don't talk. Make the honor roll. Stay the right age. Well, this is my class now. Ring the bell. Hit it. I mean, rock the fucking thing. Rock party. Make this all tardy. Ring, ring. Now party, class. Party hardy. No talking. I want some twisted shouting. Walk to class, come on! Rock your fucking ass! Call roll! Raise your hand! Raise your lighters! Get to you! Playing for every name! No one's lame!
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Apples in Stereo with Your Days, Y-O-R-E, Days. Before that, we had Raymond Pettibone with his latest CD. The name of the group is Twinkle Twang. He told me, you know, hey, you know, you got to come up with names for these things. So that was this one, yeah. The CD's called Masters Recording, the Rough Mix, R-U-F-F. Right. It says on the back, you could hear a pin drop after that first set if you were not already deaf. That song was The Rights Remain Silent. Thank you, Motorcycles of San Pedro, for roaring by there.
Little ambient.
We started off the little section there with Fool's Tank by Woody Appelnaup from his new album, Papa Woody. And he is a papa. He has a son or girl, I can't remember. You like Papa Woody?
That's good.
We're at the end here of... first hour of the October 4th, 2003 Watt from Pedro Show. I'm amazed at your setup here. It's easy now for me to see what's happening, Brother Matt. Not as much guesswork as we
usually have.
Oh, hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Yeah, we're taking the guesswork out. You know, last week, our last show we did, it went on and on during your spin section.
Yeah.
But I got a good fade on some funky stuff. It's okay.
I got some funky stuff for today.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, coming up next hour, we got Brother Matt and Spin Cycle. Got some urinals. We got a whole bunch of stuff. So hang tight for hour two. October 4th, 2003. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Protection.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Tot Rocket and the Twins with 24-Hour Protection. Before that, we had Cardophilia by the Urinals from their new album. And we started off the second hour, Watt from Pedro Show, with the obligatory song about killing one's boyfriend from the Ergs. So, now that we got the obligatory stuff out of the way,
we can get to the kinder genders.
Right. Brother Matt Spin Cycle.
Yahoo.
This beat disrupts. This beat disrupts. This beat disrupts. Justice of the peace and the quiet in your neighborhood tonight. Not only that, your feet scramble like a riot going on back and forth and up and down and all across the floor. I never felt like this before. Oh yeah, it was a house quake. Or did you ever get the feeling that the walls were shaking, the ceiling was loose out from the top of the roof? Shut up already. The beats are very courageous, chopping the melody like a machete. The beat just stomped the groove into a power house quake. Okay, next thing I know, I heard a bang. I'm all around the room, party people that are jumping all around the room. The cops came to me, the cops came to me, the cops came to me, the cops came to me. There with the back people with the Alpine Wolf was it was there from the captain if the party didn't jump. So what you wanna know, honey, tell me about it. What you got to say, and I might say yes. It might be good to go if you know me, why doubt it? This is what you got coming, plenty of bumping, humping, bumping, jumping. If it ain't too long, then you're doing it wrong. Because you're trying to be easy on your feet, cause you're jumping. The obvious beat, keep the groove, shut up. Hold that thought, better yet, scrap it. The beat cold chilling and derailing your train of thought. Yes, that's it. The beat buried the groove and moving it down.
girls are at, where the door can find himself a key cap. But we can lose our minds like we don't know how to act. Let me know if you're here. Yeah. Let me know if we're close. Let me know if we're near. If not, then maybe we can go somewhere.
Party over here.
Party over there. Yeah, that's what I thought. And if you're at the bar, you need to pop the cork. You know I speak the truth. You know the place is hot. The fire's on the roof. Everybody jumping. Everybody moving because the bass is thumping. Now I make some noise. You bring the girls and I bring the boys.
Sometime we might wreck it. Yeah.
nigga, nigga. Rip it. Yo, kick it. Yeah. Goddamn. Nigga, nigga. Yeah. Get down, get down. Here I come. You're my nigga, you're my nigga. Where you from? Mama said, watch your back, cause the nigga's crack. All them hoes wanna roll, yeah, what's up with that? Don't be a sucker, swinging on nobody's dick. Don't be a jack, jacking for another click. Don't be a rapper, looking for another hit. Don't be that nigga, searching for another trick. Yo, homes, what's up with that? Why got to be like that? Yo, homes, what's up with that? Why got to be like that? Goddamn, I'm a sucker for this rap. Why, nigga, nigga, goddamn. Just a couple of niggas with a couple of tricks. Check it out, y'all. Looking at the hoochie. Just trying to get the hoochie. I like the hoochie with the coochie, yeah, you know I get the coochie representing like a film, get a stick, like a stunt, from the back to the right, to the middle, to the front, hold the field, got that wheel, lift a hand and in my hand, goddamn, bring your finger to the man, if you're searching, you will find what the fuck is in my mind, make it ring like a king, yo, nigga, I ain't lying, yeah, and I ain't lying, kick it, check it, kick it, rip it, check it, the way I like it, just a couple of niggas, run a couple of tricks, nigga, goddamn.
in the sound of electronics, the bass, the treble, the horns, and our vocals. Cause every time we're popping to the beat, we get fresh.
With the eyes still in it, I ain't gotta keep saying it. Y'all know I rap. Bring your whole shit down like the after effects of a nigga passed out cause the drugs too strong. Tripping off X, you wanna fuck too long. People lick your lies, throw a blow when I wet it. Voice projectile had you crazy, lightheaded. Lip quicker than the brain of a nigga keep balling. Polly was fans until I hit a weed call. And Aphrodite put a stud on it. I'm Rod D.I., G.G. Egg, and stay handling my B.I. Too strong, tripping off X and wanna fuck too long. People live your life, throw a bow when I wet it. Voice projectile, how you crazy lightheaded. Flip quicker than the brain of a nigga speedballing. Follow your fans until I hit a recall. And Aphrodite put a cut on it. I'm Rod D.I., G.G. Egg, and stay handling my B.I. We'll be right back.
Don't love me at all. Cutting in this big round world that power. Cast a spell on me, where I once was wide awake. I no longer see what was once important. Doesn't mean anything. I've loved so many times, it's heaven and it's hell. Oh, what a story I could tell. I have spent my whole life a love spell. When you can't hardly catch your breath, when you can't think about anything else, even when you know it's right, I know you well. I have spent my whole life under love to loving arms. I thought it was the last time. Every time I fail, some people find a happiness in waiting back. I just run from man to man.
Watt from Pedro Show as Marshall Ball with Love Spell. For that, Rocky Erickson, Nothing in Return. In front of that was White Faces by the Blood Drained Cows. Now, White Faces is a Rocky Erickson song, so it was covered by the Blood Drained Cows, which is Greg Turner's new band, current band. He's teaching math and Santa Fe, New Mexico. You might know Greg Turner if you know the Angry Samoans, because that was his band. And before that, he had a band with Richard Meltzer called Bomb. Came to my gig last tour, Santa Fe, and I told him Metal Mike was still going with Angry Samoans. Metal Mike was a singer. He was in San Francisco, and Greg said he shouldn't be doing that because I own the name and all this. So I hope it's a good version. It doesn't soil. I mean, pretty incredible band, you know. Metal Mike runs a He's a CPA and runs the accounting division of a hospital. And Greg Turner teaching calculus at university, and they wrote songs like "My Old Man's a Fatso" and "They Saved Hitler's Cock." That's what punk's for. There's a great picture of Richard Meltzer and Metal Mike on the cover of the latest edition of the Static Peace Poetry Journal. Am I right for it? Thurston Byron puts out, and Metal Mike's got a fro like, you know, bigger than Dr. J's. It's from the early 70s. Pretty funny. You want to say something about your spin cycle? That was pretty wild, because it was like rapping over rave beats.
Yeah, man. It's, there's so many cool thing. Different kinds of music. Got a little bit more urban this session, I guess. But I think like,
yeah,
all these
different kind of urban. It kind of had like England,
variation on like a hip hop, all these different influences.
Yeah, the singers were like U.S.,
yeah,
but the music was more like overseas.
Yeah, I think those guys, they got a lot of stuff to say and a lot of different ways to groove. I dig on those big fat rollers, man. Cool killer bass.
Fast.
Yeah, yeah. Little touch of jungle thrown in with those mega beats.
That's what it's
beats.
Called, drummer? Jungle?
Yeah, some of that, like, with a
what's
200
drum and
beats
bass?
A minute.
Drum, is that faster?
Drum bass is, it's usually, it's got those big fat rollers in there. It's got, like, the faster beats. There's so many variations coming out all the time, man. It's,
yeah,
it's,
but that's
really
healthy.
Bitching. Yeah,
that's
it's cool. Healthy. It's cool. All kinds of flavors.
Okay, yeah. We're coming on the end. Thank you for the education,
cool,
Brother Matt.
Cool.
Brother Matt, an educator in so many different dimensions. coming to the end of the second hour of the October 4, 2003 Watt from Pedro show. And stay tight, or hang tight, stay loose, for hour 3 coming up right now. October 4th, 2003, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Here's part 32 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness.
Jack Flanders. I just imagined myself belching for one reason. I have no idea why. Okay. Jack Flanders and Sir Henry Jowles have set forth in Sir Henry's small sailing craft in search of the source of the mysterious jukebox. To reach the uncharted realm where this strange machine may be found, the two adventurers first had to sail over the desert of burning desires, where infernal moaning ground at their nerves, while hooked forms reached over the side of their craft and groped for pant cuffs, ankles, and knees. We now find Jack and Sir Henry finishing their cup of tea and continuing the battle.
Will this never end?
Apparently not. We'll have to rise above it.
Well, how do we do that? Toss out our food supplies?
I suppose we'll have to.
Oh, no.
What do we eat? We need new food, of course.
Okay. Here they go.
Hey, it's working. We're rising.
Undoubtedly.
That was a mean piece of business.
Tarsem, very tarsem. I say, look to the north.
What? Wow. Is that the
land of the two-faced gods? Yes.
Now before them lies a barren land, strewn with boulders. But beyond that, a high mountain range can be seen. And in the growing dusk, the rugged mountains appear deep maroon and dark lavender. But beyond those jagged peaks...
Look, what is that light?
I don't know.
I've never seen a light so pure.
It appears to radiate from beyond the mountain range. Quite startling, I must say.
Wow.
But now we'd best prepare to land.
Land? You mean...
No, not on your Nelly. Best we can do is to clear the tops of the foothills.
Isn't there any other way we can...
We'll maneuver in as far as we dare. Here, you take the rudder. But you need the experience, my boy.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Come on, look alert now.
All right, I'll steer. I just don't understand what keeps us up.
Neither do I. Whoops! Look out for that one.
Oh, God. Wow.
Jolly good. Now maneuver between those two walls.
Hey, I don't think there's enough... Oh, there was.
The sheer walls of rock tower above them as the two adventurers sail deeper and deeper into the mountains.
It's gotten awfully dark. Can you see anything up there?
No, not really.
Well, I'm for landing while we still can.
Yeah, man. There's one more I believe we can clear.
That one? Are you crazy?
Yes, yes. These are up now. Up and over.
But we'll...
We still have the sail. That's most important.
Yeah.
Now, how about a fire?
Out of what? Rocks and boulders?
No, this sandalwood here.
You mean the boat? Hey, don't rip the boards off our boat. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'd like to be able to get back to Inverness. Actually, I do know about you.
Yeah, man.
You have no intention of ever returning to Inverness, do you?
Certainly not.
Oh, no, not the mast, too.
The best firewood is there, my boy.
Oh, darn it. I forgot he was the one that bought Inverness in the first place. He's the biggest crackpot of them all. But why destroy the whole boat?
We'll keep the sail.
The only way to return, and he chops it up.
Well, Dad, boy.
Yeah, man.
Here, take a few swings yourself.
All right.
That's the spirit. Just forget the rudder. You'll never find another.
Later that evening, sitting around a cheery campfire.
Well, who wants to take the first watch?
We have to watch?
Naturally.
Okay. I'll wake you up when I'm tired.
Yeah, man.
Splendid, old boy. Night, night. Sleep tight. Mind the bugs don't bite.
Good night, Lord Jowl. Well, it sure is quiet. What was that? There's someone there, watching me.
The figure moves closer. Slowly, Jack reaches for one of the oars. The light of the fire reflects off the white gown of the standing figure. Suddenly, the figure moves forward. In a flash, Jack is on his feet. With a quick thump...
Wait!
He kneels down, examining the fallen body.
Oh, no. It's the Madonna Vampira. Oh, boy. When she wakes up, is she gonna be in a crabby mood?
Well, jazz bone.
Yeah, man.
Play me that jazz bone song. Y'all.
Good sexology.
believe a word I say. And I thought you would anyway. I may be insincere, but it's all that I feel from you. Seem to you just a little bit remote. You feel better if you call me a misanthrope. Oh, there floats your boat. But as for me, I'd rather save my own. Feel all alone. Maybe the point of this is just outgrown. There are names for me that are better known. Just draw a line and I'll
What from Pedro Show. That was the Midget Man with Someday. Before that was Jim O'Rourke. There's no titles on his record. The record's called Insignificance, and it's just got
art.
Trippy art from Japan. Strange. But it was the first song, whatever it was called. Maybe somehow it's hidden. There's just a duck. Oh no, that's right, and it's really small.
Yeah, funky color, huh?
Yeah, but I don't know which one's one.
Eat you.
Jesus. Yeah, so maybe it's all downhill from here. I don't know. See, he's got the songs in the outline of this duck. Mm. Those are words. But I can't tell what's number one or two. Anyway, that makes life interesting. Before Jim, who, by the way, great guy. Very unassuming, but so what? He's deep. We had Cobra Verde before that with Riot Industry. New album by those cats. Friends of mine. I've taken them on tour a few times. I'm probably going to record with them in next year. So. Go to Cleveland. Do the Watt from the Watt in Cleveland show. Or something.
Yeah, we did Pedro to Cleveland in 30 days.
Yeah, you got to get over here by the microphone, yeah. Brother Matt.
Yeah,
they don't mind you munching away at the comidas.
Hey, you want some?
What is it?
I found them in the back.
All right.
Not too bad.
Now I'll tell you about the Pedro...
Pedro Cleveland Connection.
Cleveland Connection.
Yeah. Wasco. Wasco's over there also. And Wasco's always writing stuff. And he has some great ideas too. So we had we did that tag team punk rock haiku thing with him.
No, what was it called? Tonka?
Ranga.
Ranga?
Yeah.
Where like alternate lines.
Yeah, but we figured since it's punk rock, we just changed the rules and added four lines.
Yeah.
But we did the Pedro to Cleveland in 30 days. We just wrote a poem like 30 days. And that was it. He's been here a couple times.
Yeah.
He's been in town.
Listen, Pedro.
Come down to Pedro.
Sojourn. And I've been in Cleveland many times playing on tour. And this last time I was there, one of the last gigs at the old grog shop. It's in a new place now. Not too far away, but Cleveland Heights part in the east part of town. And between sound check and the gig, the singer of Cobra Verde, John Petkovich, he picked me up and brought me to this cat's house. Very nice man. God, what was his name? Bill or Dave or Dan or something. But we did a video for that song. By the way, that's Jay Maskus on lead guitar. And we toured with him. I got some TV out of him.
Cool.
Anyway, this video thing, he had what they had was they were playing on the TV in front of me, and I'm in a bathrobe. In fact, I have the bathrobe. He gave me the bathrobe. It's little. Like that dress. That's blue. That's a belt, too. And then anyway, they have me in this thing. It's kind of got a plaid on it, so it looks a little flat. And I'm watching the TV. I guess they're playing on the TV. Well, actually, nothing's on. You know, I have to imagine this because it's all going to be cut in with the special effects. But I'm getting upset, too, at the MERS stuff. Not Cobra Verde playing, but there's... like, what's it called? American Idol. Something where they have people come out and try it. Star Search.
New Dick Clark thing.
Yeah. And I'm getting all angry, and I'm eating my cereal, and I'm getting more and more angry. And by the end of it, I got a microphone, and I'm singing the song. It's bizarre. Surrealistic.
When I was up in Reno, I saw you on TV.
I was on TV?
Yeah. The Sublime... it was a new Sublime video.
I'm working in a 7-Eleven?
No, it was a different one where you were just being interviewed about them.
That's a video?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I remember them talking to me about him when Bradley got killed. Is it okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a cool video.
Yeah, it's trippy. Gravity. Just spiel over a song or something?
They kept cutting to you.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, good video, though.
And, of course, we started with part 32. Only two parts left of Jack Flanders and his search for that crazy jukebox up in the fourth tower. It does exist.
He's there and he's not going to have a quarter.
Well, probably in those days they were nickel. Here we got Consonant coming up. Some live stuff Sharon Lee gave me. Consonant is Clint Connolly's band. And Clint Connolly's the bass player for Mission of Burma, who's been gotten together last year and did some reunion gigs. I don't know, reunion. They're just doing the band again. And they're going to be at this All Tomorrow's Party thing November 8th and 9th, Queen Mary. Mm. On the 8th, I'm going to play a duet with George Hurley, some Minuteman songs. And then the next night, I'm playing with Stooges. So that's a trippy thing. Sonic Youth's playing. Built to Spill.
All to Queen Mary?
Well, I think some of the gigs are actually on it, like in the ballroom and stuff. Some are in front of it, where the Russian submarine is.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see if we get there. And I've been told there might be other Stooges gigs. Not in the area, I think. I don't know where yet.
People are lining up, though.
Thing. Yeah. It's a trippy gig. You got to see it.
Yeah, I did.
You saw Coachella. Yeah. You saw the first one.
Yeah.
But I'm a little more together now. So. Although those guys played great. That was a wild show. That was a wild show. So anyway, here's Clint, Consonant, Watt for Pedro show.
Thank you. qui, disgraziato. Sei proprio un vero schifoso. Non farti mai più vedere qui.
Watt for Pedro show. That was Stay Away from Jay. The song called Quick Relief. Jay Fox from Boulder, Colorado. Or is it Denver? One of those. He's old friend of Howard Wolfen. They were in the Nurses together in D.C. back in the 70s. Before that, Autopilot from Yellow Number 5. That's Molly's band. I first met Molly in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She was in a duo. Yeah, she was in a duo called Rutabaga. The boyfriend on drums. She played bass and sang. And interesting, he had a headset harness, like a gooseneck thing, where the harmonica was. He'd play harp, too, while he was playing drums, harmonica. And it was pretty wild. I went and looked back at my diary. I wrote about him. I call him Rutabagas. So I saw Molly at this recording session just did with the Burnham Ride people, sing some pirate part. And she, Keith Morris, Brett from Costa Grasses, folks. Brett's into drag racing now. He's got numbers painted on his car, the whole deal. He had metal in his eye from filing, grinding. Anyway, I said she hasn't seen that guy who played drums, or her boyfriend, in years. He went insane and no one knows where he is. Sad. Before that, we had B9. The letter B, the number 9, but benign is the name of the album. The word, right? B-E-N-I-G-N. Montreal band. Which I found out by looking at the credits has his bass player named Clank. And I know this cat. He comes to all my gigs for years there in Montreal, and he's a blind man, very good bass player, and always has an interesting perspective on my gigs because he's not watching anything. He's hearing. So he can tell me everything about my tone and tune in and clams. Lots of focus. He's a sweet man. I love him dearly. And we started with Click Connolly's Consonant Band. Are You Done? His name, the tune. And like I was saying to Brother Matt here, isn't it strange how these bass players, when they get their own band, they play guitar? What's that about? Treason. It's weak. Weak. Okay, Howard Wolfen sent me this CD here. It's a band he really likes called LaGuardia. So let's hear what they sound like. What Pedro show?
For a fire, strong desires, your trade opposed, the war inside, you're dead and by, and so am I.
about Saga Blast. Yeah, Saga Blast. Y'all got to let me down.
From Pedro Show with some feedback there. Okay. Ripprig and Panic, Beat the Beast. two of the pop group people made this band in the early 80s with Nina Cherry, Don Cherry's daughter. Garth, I think, was a guitar player. I think he's got another band. It's a pop group website, I think, popgroup.net or something. Some cat in Texas keeps up on what happened to those folks. Before that, Rageaholic by Third Grade Teacher. Played with them at the Shittin' Factory in Hollywood in that mall. Not a great pad, but they gave me that CD. Nice people. Who's the bass player?
Laura.
Yeah, hey, yeah, Laura.
That's right. Okay, and I've known her for a while. I don't know how. She used to hang out in Pedro or something.
Yeah.
Shotgun Blast by The Panics. That's that bass band I was telling you about. I got to meet after the set. They're great. Says he writes lyrics in Spanish and then translates them into English, because I've heard this so many times from people in non-U.S. bands. They don't think anyone wants to hear it in their own language. Okay. I don't know about that. Under the Knife, Marianne Hyatt. Stepford wife type thing, huh? I heard they're going to remake that movie.
Oh, yeah?
They make all the movies. Huh? Duct Tape. Now, this is a scary movie, though.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Pretty real.
Yeah. The U.S. Dream. Or some people's idea of the U.S. Dream. And start off with Duct Tape from LaGuardia, Howard Wolfman's favorite band. It's another edition of Watt from Pedro Show, Brother Matt.
Yeah,
thank you so much for the vital assistance.
Cool.
And your spin session. I'm going to try to come back and do a show while my tour's on, because it's weird. I come back to L.A. do some gigs. So I'll tell you about how that's going next week.
Cool.
And until then, that's it from the October 4, 2003 edition of White Pedro Show.
Yeah.
Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.